From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In South Central Kentucky, some business and government leaders are hoping to create jobs in the region by building a 4,000-acre industrial park and airport. Environmentalists and national park officials are concerned about the impact this could have on nearby Mammoth Cave National Park. Mammoth Cave is considered by many historians and scientists to be one of this country's most important natural treasures. We have a report now from Dan Modlin of member station WKYU in Bowling Green, Kentucky. A wave of cool air greets visitors at the entrance to Mammoth Cave. Park Ranger George Gregory leads one of the numerous daily tours.
We do have some narrow spots and we do have some rather dark places. So observe where you're placing your feet at all times. Bring out of the cave everything you bring in.
Formed by flowing water over hundreds of thousands of years, Mammoth Cave is the largest cave system in the world. Each year, 500,000 visitors find that the cave lives up to its name. Gently sloping walkways curve into a huge gray room called the Rotunda. Like the ceiling of a large gymnasium, the Rotunda rises 40 feet into the air. Large enough to hold 7 or 8 full-sized houses, the cavern leads to numerous pathways and countless areas for exploration. Vicki Carson is the public information officer for the park.
There are things here that aren't found in any place else in the world, some of those being the prehistoric artifacts that are here left by people as much as 4,000 years ago. And the cave is a great keeper. Things just remain the same down in there.
But now some environmentalists and geologists say the pristine cave and national park could be jeopardized by a proposed industrial park and airport less than 8 miles away. That project, called the Kentucky Trimodal Transpark, would eventually include an airport, a rail yard, a truck terminal, and an industrial park. Dan Cherry is the president of the Intermodal Transportation Authority, a group formed by local government to develop the facility.
You hear terms nowadays called the new economy, that economy that's more information-based, technology-based. And as we look around our community and our region, we don't have a place that's suitable for these high-technology businesses to locate.
Developers promise the $100 million project will generate 7,000 high-tech jobs over the next 20 years. But opponents fear the project will lead to air and water pollution problems that could damage the cave and the surrounding area. Barron County Magistrate Chris Stewart is one of the few local officials opposing the project. He represents the district closest to Mammoth Cave.
It's a very fragile system, and the least bit of trauma to that fragile system can throw the whole system out of balance, and it's irretrievable. We don't take the pieces like Humpty Dumpty falling off a wall. We don't take those pieces and put the Mammoth Cave National Park back together once it's been destroyed. It's just destroyed forever.
The transpark would be built on a geological formation called karst, formed by the reaction of carbon dioxide and water with porous limestone. The terrain contains sinkholes, caverns, and underground streams. Environmentalists fear that hazardous materials from the industrial park or jet fuel spills from the airport could endanger plant and animal life and the groundwater. Michael May is a geologist from Western Kentucky University who says the karst region is susceptible to water problems.
It can be thought of as a bowl of spaghetti where all these different noodles are different cave passages. And in this area around Mammoth Cave, that is indeed the case. So it's a very complicated subterranean Mother Nature's drainage system. Any runoff off the surface, particularly from airplanes, railroads, whatnot, would go directly into the groundwater.
Environmentalists are also concerned that the airport, rail yard, and truck terminal will increase air pollution. Mammoth Cave Public Information Officer Vicki Carson says the park already has some serious air quality problems.
We already have days that the ozone exceeds the acceptable levels. Air quality is something that has no boundary. You can't say that, you know, just because something occurs outside the park that it won't affect the park.
Mammoth Cave National Park officials are calling on the developers to halt the project until a full environmental impact statement is done. Transpark officials say they are willing to wait for the environmental impact statement before proceeding with the airport, but want to move ahead with the rest of the project. Transpark spokesman Dan Cherry says his group is concerned about water and air quality.
We have a very firm commitment to proceeding with this project in an environmentally responsible way.
Meanwhile, developers have started to buy land for the project and have agreed to fund a study to determine how to build the facility without damaging the sensitive geological formations. Critics maintain that a more thorough environmental assessment is needed before the project proceeds, and many say they are determined to raise more questions about the impact the transpark could have on Mammoth Cave and the surrounding area. For NPR News, this is Dan Modlin in Bowling Green, Kentucky.